When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pardon the interruption. I'm Mike Wilbon. I'm in the studio today, and ladies and gentlemen, I am not alone.
What? You don't like that?
Turn off. Make a wrong exit. Turn off thing.
No, I had always planned to be here today.
Oh.
Whether or not you were here or in any other city that you have housing in.
You're that inspired
today,
by Lakers Nuggets, huh?
Well, I would have been had I stayed up to see it. But I saw a lot of it this morning. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, LeBron is upset. The Patriots consider trading down. And PK Subban joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with the New York Knicks edging Philadelphia in the final seconds last night to go up 2-0 in their playoff series. There was a tremendous amount of contact between both teams in the last frantic part of the game. There were fouls that weren't called and timeouts asked for and not given. And all in all, it was great.
It was.
Wilbon, how did you see what happened?
Well, Tony, I don't even know where to start. I guess I could start with Nick Nurse, because I'm looking and I see him on the corner of the screen. He's calling timeout late, right? You need to call timeout there. Because Kyle Lowry, you can't get it in quickly. You need to call timeout. You can advance it to half court. You don't have to have that drama underneath that basket. But Nick Nurse, I was thinking, you know how much I like Nick Nurse.
I know.
I was hoping he would just run on the court. Like, Eric Spoelstra will be at the foul line, and you can't miss him. But Nick is not that personality. So he's doing that. I'm seeing Tyrese Maxey get fouled. He was fouled. But I'm seeing Hartenstein of the Knicks, who is just a great latecomer for them. And he has really helped that team. He's grabbing rebounds, and Joel Embiid can't sort of stay with him, can't get any lift. The Philadelphia can't get or grab a defensive rebound. And you're seeing all of this, and it's amazing. You're screaming at the TV, and Philadelphia loses the game. It had won. The series is supposed to be 1-1. I mean, you know, my man Jalen Brunson is like shooting 8%, and yet they're up 2-0. Right. It was just exhilarating. I was out of breath before we even got to Lakers Nuggets.
So this is the point I'm going to make, and it's going to underscore what you're saying. I don't want to get caught and miss the forest for the trees.
Okay.
Maybe there are fouls that should be called. Maybe there are timeouts that should be given. As a viewer, it's thrilling.
It was.
It's wonderful.
It was.
Bodies are flying around. The ball is flying around. If you concentrate on mistakes that were made, no. If refereeing is essentially equal for both teams and they let them play,
they did.
Then as a viewer, you have a wonderful experience. And I would contrast this with the 8 games, or at least 7 of the 8 we saw over the weekend that were blowouts.
Yeah.
There's no games. In the second game of a series, the team that is behind always plays with more urgency. The Lakers did the same thing.
Yes.
So this, as a visual experience,
it was great.
It's great.
Reminded you of some games you sat courtside in the Garden.
It was great.
The Reggie Miller push off, I don't remember. It was great was seeing John Starks there, seeing those guys at the arena in Madison Square Garden watching that game.
It was competitive basketball, and they let them play.
They did. Let's move to the Nuggets coming back from 20 down to beat the Lakers in that second game. Jamal Murray hit a fadeaway over Anthony Davis at the buzzer to give Denver that 2-0 series lead. And after the game, LeBron unloaded on the NBA Replay Center, which overturned a shooting foul that Michael Porter Jr. appeared to commit. He hit him, D'Angelo Russell, in the head in the third quarter. LeBron said, quote, "What the bleep do we have a replay center for if it's going to go like that?" Close quote. Tony, isn't LeBron right to raise questions?
In the abstract, he is, of course, right. But LeBron James, a great player, has been the beneficiary of so many calls
in his
over
life.
20 years.
Yeah.
Phantom calls very often that it's hard for me to get behind what he is doing in particular. I took notes on this. The last 2 years, this is a great stat, the Lakers have gone to the free throw line 983 more free throws than their opponents. It's the highest differential in the NBA. Do you know what's next? Miami at 386, so it's 600 more, okay?
Yeah.
The foul they're talking about is in the third quarter. It's not in the fourth quarter. It's not like at the frantic end of the Knicks in Philadelphia. No. It's in the third quarter. Don't you think the larger story is that the Lakers blew a 20-point lead?
Don't you? I think, not only do I think that's the larger story, they didn't blow it. Denver walked them down.
Okay.
Denver did, Tony. That game, I had an over-under with Matthew of 18. And I said, if the Lakers get to 18, they're going to win this game. They got to 18. They got to 20. And they still could not hold on to that lead. Tony, joke. Anthony Davis was a 10 for three quarters. A 10. All right? His performance was as good as any big man could be. And yet, Joker in the fourth quarter just went to work on him, served him up time after time, the footwork. Yeah. And Joker in the fourth quarter couldn't be stopped. And then Jamal Murray, who was what, 6 of 1,000,000?
Of 1,000 until the fourth
quarter. Until then, he hits like 6 of 8.
Right.
Again, Denver, wow. I don't know what this means. Like, Is L.A. going to be so infuriated from having LeBron and Anthony Davis play A basketball? They were A and as a tag team, and they got beat.
Mike, if you were still writing a column, you would say this is a disheartening loss. Yeah. You would say that now the Lakers have to win 4 out of 5 against a team that has beaten them 10 times in a row. So if you sat on this set and said it's going 6 or 7, as I think you may have done.
I did.
You may be wrong.
They can't get game 3 in L.A.?
They may, but that doesn't mean they get both in L.A. Doesn't mean that. It had the feel that that was the last shot. We move now to Thursday night's NFL draft and a story given wide circulation in the Boston Globe and The Athletic. They are reporting there's a real possibility the Patriots could trade out of their number 3 pick. It's been widely assumed the Patriots would use that pick on a quarterback. Wilbon, you have been doing mock drafts for weeks
every
now.
Every night.
Does it make sense to you that the Patriots would trade out of number 3 and not use it on a quarterback?
Yes, because quarterbacks are overstated constantly. Every single draft, all the draft nicks are screaming about how great a guy is, how great a footwork he's got, how he's got a gun on his right shoulder.
Right.
And by Thanksgiving, you're going, what were you talking about? Because everybody tells you that every quarterback is going to be Troy Aikman, but he winds up half of them being Carson Wentz.
Half of them.
So if you're the Patriots, just 4 years ago, you drafted a guy that was supposed to be the next Tom Brady. He's going to be the next Tommy. And he came from Nick Saban. And he was being transferred from Saban to Belichick. And he was going to carry the Patriot. Oh, wait. He's gone.
That's right.
Okay. So don't tell me that every one of these quarterbacks is a franchise savior. I don't believe that. And I don't believe it has to be 3 deep. And I don't believe a Michigan kid who threw like 4 passes a week has to now be moved up for to get at the fourth position. I don't believe that.
So this is unexpected to me that they would do this, because everybody who makes a living predicting drafts says the same thing. They say there are 3 quarterbacks in this draft who can step in at some point this year and be a credible starter. They say Caleb Williams is one, Jaden Daniels is one, and Drake May is one. As you know, I am not a math major. But if you're sitting at number 3, you're going to get one of those if you want one of those.
If you want one.
So, and as you say, they did trade Mac Jones away. They now have Jacoby Brissett and Bailey Zappe, who are okay, but not franchise quarterbacks, which Mac Jones was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So if the Patriots don't want any one of these 3, or J.J. McCarthy, or Bo Nix, or Michael Penix, what it says to me, Mike, is that Gerard Mayo has looked at the talent and said, we have no talent. We got to build this team for enough years, and quarterback's not a priority.
Okay, and so there's 2 things. That, what you just said, and I'm looking at these guys, and neither one of them seems any better than Mac Jones prepared to be here for 12 years.
All right.
So good for the Patriots if that's what they've
done. Let's take a break. Coming up, were the Bruins smart to stick with their goalie rotation? We're going to ask PK Subban.
We're also going to ask him whether Connor McDavid needs to win a cup to be considered not just great, but an all-time great.
I looked at the wrong camera. Why are there so many cameras here? At my house, there's 1 camera. Yeah. Can we just have 1 camera?
Because the last time you were here in the aughts, we didn't have as many cameras, I don't think.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Let's dig into the NHL playoffs with one of our favorite guests, ESPN hockey analyst, the exquisitely dressed PK Subban.
Fits a killer.
Look at that, Wilbon.
I know.
Look at that. Let's start with this. Bruins coach Jim Montgomery stuck with his goalie rotation last night, and he lost. Linus Ullmark played well. You personally, do you like keeping with the rotation, or would you ride the hot goalie?
Well, when you open up the playoffs and you win 5-1, I think you got to keep them in there. I'm all for them sticking to the plan and what has been successful for their team in the past, but this is the playoffs. Corny, Wilbon, in the playoffs, you got to go with the hot hand. You got to go with the guys that are playing above the rim, and Swayman was all world in game one. I thought they should have kept him in there.
Man, so you would do what now? Given what happened so far, where would your next move be?
Well, I think you got to put Swayman back in there, right? You said you were going to flip-flop him. I think as the series goes on, you're going to have to make a decision on whether to ride that hot goaltender or not. But it's the playoffs. You got to make decisions, timely decisions. I listened to Jim Montgomery say that they made the decision a week ago to play Ullmark no matter what. I don't understand that. And I love Jim Montgomery as a coach. This guy has earned, he deserves the respect that he gets, but I thought that was a questionable decision. I thought Swayman should have definitely got the call again.
All right, so I look at the underline last night, and the Islanders are up 3-0. And I'm like, okay, I'm not turning on to that. That's a waste of time. And they lose 5-3, give up 3 goals in the last 3 minutes. How hard is it to recover from that? What is the first step for that coach and that team to get over that?
Well, listen, I love Patrick Waugh as a coach. He's come in and done a phenomenal job. I think that there's no question the job that he's done for that team has put them in the playoffs. Let's start there. But for the New York Islanders, this is a veteran team. A lot of the guys that are on this team, I played against in the league when I was playing there, and I watched them go to 2 conference finals, including Kyle Palmieri, who scored a big goal yesterday. Listen, there are a lot of positives to take from that game. Here's the biggest positive. You know this, Wilbon. You know this, Corny. You're going home. You're getting some home cooking. You know what I mean? You're getting a nice massage. You're sleeping in your own bed. Home ice should be a huge advantage. They're going back to Belmont, new arena for them. There's tremendous amount of upside. This series isn't over. You got to take care of home ice, and that's where the New York Islanders' head should be.
All right, Tony and I have special interest in game 2 tonight of Caps Rangers. Matt Rimpey, we want to zero in on, the 6'8 rookie, known for mixing it up, but he scored a goal actually in game 1 and backed away from a fight. PK, what's up with this dude, and what do you think of him as an actual player?
But they're calling him Matt Rempire in New York. Listen, I live in Tribeca, and this is all I'm hearing. Rempire, Matt, and it's the Rempire state of mind. This guy has brought a mentality to this team and an element that they've been missing for a while. Listen, I played in the Eastern Conference. I think it was for at least 8, 9, maybe 10 years. Playing against the Rangers, this guy, the energy that he brings to MSG and this team, and good on the leadership group from the New York Rangers when they brought him up to bring him right into the fold and make him feel comfortable. They know how important this guy is. Listen, this is the best team that we've seen in New York since 94 when they won the Cup. And by the way, they won the President's Trophy back then too. And I think the Knicks were in the playoffs.
They were.
And they ended up losing to
in
Houston, right?
Yep.
Was Houston Rockets.
You're on
so
it.
This is all over with the eclipse happening, the Rempire State great building coming to New York. I think it's the perfect mix. And I think now Peter Laviolette, who I had in Nashville, amazing coach. He's been to 3 Stanley Cup finals. He's won a cup, knows how to manage these situations. He knows how to put guys in a position to be successful. And he's managed his kid well. He doesn't need to fight all the time. You're 21 years old. He's 21. He's 21 years old. Like this, he hasn't even filled out yet, and he can play. So he's got to be smart. But I'm going to tell you something. Tom Wilson going to find him tonight. If things aren't going that way, he may not have a choice tonight to go. He might have to go. So Tom Wilson's looking to climb that Empire State Building. I'll tell you that.
That's such a good line. And you know what we've learned today, Wilbon?
What's that?
That he lives in Tribeca. I didn't know he lived in Tribeca. We've learned that I have a hockey nickname, Corny. How great is that? All right, we'll get you out of here on this. Connor McDavid. 5 assists last night as the Oilers beat the Kings in game 1. Do you believe that Connor McDavid is a great player now, an all-time great, or does he have to win a cup in your mind to be an all-time great? It's a tough question.
It is a very tough question. And coming from a guy who has been to a Stanley Cup final, I didn't win one. So my perspective might be different than somebody who's got 6 rings like a Mark Messier who wants to chase me around the studio with the Stanley Cup, right? We know where his head's at. But Connor McDavid, if you watch the 5 assists he had last night, I mean, video game-esque, but godly. I mean, this guy is a man amongst boys, and he took another step, if you can believe it. I watched him very closely the last 10 games of the season. This guy is prepared to do what he needs to do in the playoffs. I firmly believe that he believes that this is the best team he's had in Edmonton, and this is going to be his best chance to get to the Stanley Cup final. And you can tell with his demeanor, he's a leader now. He's matured. He's a man. He's ready to take that step with his team. But make no doubt about it, this guy is the most talented, skilled player that the NHL has ever seen. I don't care who it is. I'll sit down at the table with anybody to discuss it. This guy's box office, pay the price of admission, go watch this kid play, and I think he's going to be a legend no matter what. But winning a Stanley Cup would definitely solidify it a lot sooner. So for me, in my question, there's no doubt in my mind with what he's done already in his career that he's an all-time great.
Thank you, PK. Thank you.
PK,
it's a pleasure to have
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, guys, best show in sports television. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it again. Thank you.
A big night of hockey on ESPN starts at 7 p.m. Eastern with the Caps and Rangers. Let's take one last break still to come. Could your boy J.J. Redick become the next head coach of the Hornets?
Not sure why he would want to do that. And 3 NBA playoff games tonight. Who needs a win the most? I guarantee you that PK in that studio has got an eye on the NBA. Got to have 3 eyes, 2 on the NHL, but one on the NBA. He watches ball.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number 1, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number 2, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 81st birthday, Gail Goodrich. The Hall of Fame guard was on John Wooden's first 2 national champions at UCLA. The 1963-64 team was loaded with great smaller players like Keith Erickson and Walt Hazard. The 64-65 team welcomed Edgar Lacy and Mike Lynn. Goodrich was the 10th overall pick by the Lakers in 1965, a territorial pick. Goodrich joined a team with Jerry West and Elgin Baylor. But Goodrich blossomed as a scorer when he went to Phoenix in the 1968 expansion draft and made the first of his five All-Star games. He returned to the Lakers, and he was the top scorer on the NBA title team in 1972.
Amazing.
Averaging 25.9 points a game, wow, to West's 25.8. You may recall the center on that team, Wilt Chamberlain.
I always feel compelled to say that Elgin Baylor started that season and would have been a part of his only championship team. Blew out his knee, couldn't do it. It makes me sad to this day. But, man, Gail Goodrich, is that the greatest team of all time in your estimation?
It's sure
33
close.
In a row.
It's sure close. It's sure close.
In the discussion. Sure.
Happy close. Anniversary, Brandon Roy. On this day 13 years ago, Portland star guard scored 18 fourth quarter points to lead the Blazers back from a 23-point deficit to beat Dallas and tie the playoff series at two.
Man.
Due to injuries in both his knees, that ended up being Roy's last win in Portland. He retired that offseason after being Rookie of the Year in 2007 and a three-time All-Star. A brief comeback with Minnesota lasted just five games. Roy is now a successful high school coach in Seattle. A few years back, he led Nathan Hale High to a 29-0 record, and now he's back at his alma mater, Garfield High, where he has won three state championships.
I think they were back-to-back years, Brandon Roy and Derrick Rose, and we never got to see, we saw glimpses. They were great young players. But we never got to see them blossom completely, and that's too bad. The league missed out on that. Fans,
you always talk about Grand Hill as the archetype there.
Yes.
But Brandon Roy
fabulous.
Had a shorter,
he did.
Shorter run.
Terrific play.
Happy trails to the Buffalo Sabres head coaching opening. Lindy Ruff is back in Buffalo 11 years after being fired by that team. The 64-year-old was just 37 when he got the job the first time. He guided the Sabres to 8 playoff appearances in 14-plus seasons, including one Stanley Cup final. But Buffalo has not made the postseason since
wow.
he was canned,
wow.
despite the effort of 6 different head coaches.
Shouldn't have gotten rid of him.
Ruff is the winningest coach in team history, the 5th winningest in league history. He most recently coached the Devils and prior to that, the Stars.
I wouldn't have had that, the 5th winningest
no,
coach.
No, never, no chance.
And he also played for the Sabres for nearly 10 years. He's Mr. Sabre. Good they got him back.
So we both know that in hockey, coaches come and go all the time. They get fired during the playoffs, before
they'll
the
hire somebody else.
So nobody really understands how that works. But you can get another job in hockey, and it happens a lot. It's astonishing to me that, and I'm not saying they shouldn't have fired him, but if you're telling me six different coaches come in and
nobody
gets a sniff of the playoffs, what's going on there? All right, let's go to the big finish.
Let's
Here we go. The Athletic reports J.J. Redick interviewed for the Hornets head coaching opening. Is that a good fit?
A lot of Duke fans and a lot of J.J. Redick fans in Charlotte, North Carolina. But you got to have players. And then Brandon Miller, okay, you don't have any players on that franchise right now. I hope J.J. gets what he wants there. I really do. The Chiefs reportedly extended Andy Reid through 2029. That makes sense?
Well, of course it makes sense. Okay, he has won 3 Super Bowls there, 2 in a row. I know he's 66 years old. He's a kid to me, you know. So it stretches him through when he's 71. And as long as Mahomes is there, he'll win another one. The Cavs beat the Magic to take a 2-0 lead, your takeaway.
The Magic went into this and didn't seem quite ready. Hello, Cleveland they're ready to drop the gloves when it started because they were in last year, lost a series they didn't want to lose. Come on, Orlando. Caitlin Clark is reportedly close to an 8-year, $28 million deal with Nike. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are, wow, that's a tremendous amount of money.
Great.
Right? Good look what her. She's done in attendance. Look what she's done on TV.
Turned
look how
already.
Well she's known. Yeah. Last one, 3 NBA games tonight. Who you got?
I'm going to shock you. I'm going to take all 3 road teams, Suns, Pacers, Mavericks. The road teams right now, 0-11.
0-11 at the moment.
All right, I'm taking all them. And I admit my Suns bias. You know I have that.
Yeah.
But you know I also love Minnesota star player Ant-Man. So that game is in Minnesota. I'm taking the Suns.
We're out of time. As I turn to the right camera, we will try about better the next time. Liz Hardwick, happy birthday.
Ooh, Liz, happy birthday. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, remember, road teams tonight. We'll see if
Ant-Man?
I can win.
Ant-Man? Is that his name? Ant-Man?
Ant-Man.
Is that
Anthony Edwards? Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
Superhero. Here's SportsCenter.